Rock at 101 WRIF Detroit. You know what? It's funny. I saw these phones ringing, and all of a sudden I looked up just as we were hanging up with Bill Dorsey.
Yep.
Mark was running around changing the stations. A plane has crashed into the World Trade Center.
Right into the top of it, man. It looks like a kamikaze. And, I mean, it looks like somebody flew right into it on purpose.
Along with several others.
Look at that.
Where's the plane? Did the plane bounce off it, Mark?
Looks like the plane's inside of it. Look at that. Look at it. Because
there's a gaping hole.
Where's the hole? And isn't there a hole, Mark, also on the left side?
But there is two parts
of the structure.
But do you see any part of the plane? I don't see anything.
No, and which could be obscured by smoke. At this point, there's a tremendous plume of black smoke. Black smoke is just pouring out of these gaping holes. The structure is just tremendously penetrated. The concrete is just literally gone smoke just pouring out of that thing.
Could the plane be inside?
Absolutely. Definitely. God. Absolutely. Easily. You know, because you figure that thing penetrated concrete, steel girders, iron, you know, all of that, those things that go into building structures
channels,
of that
Mike,
size.
Let's see about the other...
Possibly a commercial jet again, a big question mark.
On CNBC.
Oh, a commercial jet. Oh,
no, it can't be a commercial jet.
I understand it had fuel in it too, honey. What a stupid statement.
Go down to 14, 10, and 9.
This looks like this would be a
there's a woman that just married. I guess she fainted or something, but I don't see any physical injuries to her.
They're saying a twin-engine passenger plane.
All right, good talking to you, sir.
That sounds like a deliberate suicide.
Teresa Renault. Yeah. Is with us.
Good morning. How are you?
This is Bryant Gumbel. I'm down on 59th and 5th. Where are you?
I am in Chelsea, and we are at 8th and 16th. We are the tallest building in the area, and my window faces south, so it looks directly onto the World Trade Center. And I would say, you know, approximately 10 minutes ago, there was a major explosion from probably, it looks like about the 80th floor.
You definitely see a building in front of you. You don't need to be any kind of an expert to know when you're in the air that there's a building in front of you, okay?
The north side.
Wow, that's an incredible shot on CBS that we're looking at. Unbelievable picture.
And it was very loud explosion.
This is also the part of the, well, I have to believe it's a tragedy because, first of all, whoever's in that plane, and if anybody's in the upper floors of that building, but... This is the part of the tragedy where they put some really dubious characters on TV to talk about it. Not to make light of it, but there's going to be some really sketchy things coming through your television, no matter what network you're on in the next hour or so until they figure out what the hell's going on.
Where do you see MSNBC?
They're just going to try and fill time. MSNBC?
Yeah, it's got a really nice view. But MSNBC has a view from above where there's the water and there's boats out there and the lighting is
what
really
is that?
Excellent.
And that is considerably lower. And is that in the other building? Is that
Wait a minute. Was that the impact?
That apparently does look like it is in the other building at this point.
Did something just blow up?
Yes.
Lower, which means they're...
Holy God,
you know, obviously,
man.
There are considerable numbers of stories above that explosion that we just saw.
Well, whoever's in that building is so dead.
Go back to CBS.
Yes, you can tell that
it's live.
Buildings.
That was a humongous fireball from another. Was that from another building?
From the second building. Yeah, the second tower.
It didn't look like it was. And it didn't look like
look at the fire pouring out of that side.
try 10.
Can you characterize the scene?
Oh, God, here come the dumb journalists.
That's what I was just saying. This is where you get some really...
Look at the plane go by. Oh, they showed it! That's the plane!
What?
Yeah, they just showed a plane go right through it.
Okay, back it up.
Wait a minute, right there!
Oh, my
God! That was a jet!
Wait, that's a second plane! That's another one!
The other side. So this is obviously, or would seem to be, and again, I'm dealing with speculation, but it would seem like there is... A concerted attack against one of the towers of the World Trade.
Yeah,
obviously.
That is a kamikaze.
Charles, I think you can take a little bit of, go out on a limb here and say that something planned is going on.
Yeah, that was a giant, oh my God.
You know, how un-effing believable is this?
Holy Christ.
I just assumed.
Don, could you hear that plane as it came in?
I did not hear that plane, but I had to step inside.
You want to back up? Let's take another look at that.
That was it looked to be a jet aircraft, one jet engine. Back it up and freeze on that airplane.
Like
can you
believe? Yeah, it's just out of a movie.
You know what? That is a regular jet aircraft. There is a jet engine on each. That's a jet.
How big?
That's big. That's a big plane.
It's flying. It's cooking too.
That's large. That looks to be larger than a business jet. It's bigger than like a Citation or Gulfstream, those types of things.
That looks like a good size plane that came in and
we're talking like over
hit the World Trade Center from the other side. So this is
What is up with the World Trade Center? I mean, we had this bombing there 3 years ago or whatever. The Muhammad Salami deal.
Muhammad Salami, yeah.
But I'm just wondering.
Flew right into that thing. It was definitely a suicide mission.
Who is orchestrating multiple plane shots on the World Trade Center? I mean, how?
In the balls. What pilot can sit there looking at his instrument panel, seeing this World Trade Center looming in his windshield, knowing in
anybody
moments
care
he's
for
going
some,
to be dead?
Anybody want to toss out some irresponsible speculation who's responsible?
Is it going to be similar to that irresponsible speculation from the Oklahoma building? Or?
Oh, you mean as far as something from the Middle East?
All right, what group do you think is going to claim responsibility?
Well, it's somewhat irresponsible to just toss it out there, but I don't think it's out of the question. But it could be a McVeigh type. You never know.
It could be some
angry white guy.
Yeah.
But we're talking two planes here, two pilots.
Two pilots that are dead. And that plane that just went in there was a much larger jet aircraft. I mean, it was larger than a business jet.
Planes now in the last half hour. And again, I say we are totally powerless in knowing what's going on here.
I tell you, if I was on television in New York right now, I wouldn't want to stay on TV if I was in a tower.
Obviously, be some sort of a concerted attack.
Oh no!
I'd be running down the stairwell so fast.
World Trade Center. This
you
is
know
the,
how many
again,
people
we're going to show
dead right now
time.
In there? And you talk about elevator banks that are out of commission now.
The airplane flying in.
I don't know how many people are. Yeah, sure. I don't know how many people work up there, but I would.
Look at the jet. That is a full-blown jet of the commercial variety.
If they're still showing this video at the end of the day, you're going to see the most unbelievable piece of video you may have ever seen in your life.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you know what else is going to happen?
The stock market has stopped. They're all looking at the television.
And you wait and see when the home video starts coming in. You know somebody probably got the most amazing.
The first one?
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah. Wait, Maria Bartiromo's on the phone.
Who actually watched the plane go in. Tell us exactly what you saw.
I just saw out of nowhere the plane came in, crashed right into the Trade Center, and went right through.
Thank you.
Speed, didn't stop, just right through the whole center,
building.
Was it going to put its brakes on?
Yeah.
The second tower.
It went right through the building. It didn't stop.
The top of the tower.
Yeah, why didn't the guy stop
This is one slightly, unfortunately, amusing sidebar to what's happened, is you're going to hear some unbelievable thing as all the television stations try to compete with each other by tossing people on the air.
And you know what else, Ben? Do you know how long it's been slow news? News days for how long now, and you got something like this, the news agencies are going to just be bananas for like the next month.
Well, the cable stations have gotten really good at this, at jumping in on this. I mean, Fox News, for example, they just look for standoffs and things like that all day long.
Yeah.
And now the networks are trying to prove that, of course, they can do it better than anyone else.
Exactly.
I'm not so sure they can when it comes to CNN. Mm-hmm. And
I can't confirm that from where I'm.
What's the second building there, though?
I don't know.
Does the World Trade Center have two towers?
I didn't know that it did. I thought the World Trade Center was one building. I didn't know it had a twin counterpart at all. But I'll tell you what, man, that jet looked to be larger than a DC-9, and that thing came in there under full cruise power. That thing wasn't slowed up. The flaps weren't down. The landing gear wasn't down. That thing entered that building with the gear up, the flaps up. It was in full cruise mode when it struck the side of that building.
Would you believe that that's a commercial plane?
It could definitely be a commercial plane. Definitely. Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Because I mean, if you're talking a plane full of passengers, can you imagine if that was
I didn't even think about that.
Well, if it's that big a plane,
well, yeah,
I don't know.
But what I'm saying is, see, Drew, airplanes like that, they also use them a lot in freight. You know, like it's possible that you can have basically a flight crew of two guys flying. That's not a corporate jet. Notice there's one big jet engine on each wing. All your corporate jets all have your engines on the back by the tail.
Oh, okay.
You know, when you think about it, your Gulfstreams, your Citations, you know, your typical business jets, your Lear jets, you know, all those things.
Oh, is that the plane coming in?
That's the second one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Look.
Oh, wow!
Look at you should. The plane just struck the second tower. There was a fireball that looked like. I mean, it looked like an atomic bomb went off, and it was just a huge mushroom cloud of orange and black.
All right, come on.
Now,
let's not bring the Teletubby drops.
They wanted to see it again.
I want to see it again, too.
This thing, I think it's entered from behind. Now, did it come out the other end?
Can you imagine, Mike?
Look
being
at the debris field coming.
Can you imagine
the other
being
side?
In one of those boats down there?
Oh my
watching
God!
That?
And the
I mean, you've got to be going. That plane looks like it's headed right for.
It's going to
oh
hit that building.
Oh my God!
Imagine being in the building just below it.
Yeah, and how it would rock that building to its very foundations. God. You're in the parking structure, anything like that. And also, can you imagine out there on the water how loud that was when that aircraft struck that tower?
Hey, Clint.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. You are going to tell us about the World Trade Center.
Yeah, I got a buddy that works for Merrill Lynch, their headquarters in New York, and the World Trade Center has two towers, or twin two towers. They're right
okay.
on the...
Okay. Hey, can you... both towers got it, man. Both towers.
Hey, Clint, why don't you blow in a call to him? Would he be at work now?
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, call him, man. Let's
floor?
Hope to God he's on a lower floor.
Do you know what floor he works on?
I do not know. He works for Merrill Lynch. But
oh,
I don't know,
man,
what floor,
let's pray wow. it's low, man.
Hey, Mike, you want to give him the hotline?
Sure.
If he gets a hold of his friend?
That,
we could call his friend.
That is a commercial-style
Hang
jet,
on, Clint.
Folks. Wow.
Yeah.
Information in New York is down right now.
It is?
It's down.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, people going crazy probably
yeah.
trying to call
the
for its numbers.
Loaded, forget it. Look at the black smoke, Drew, that's just like yeah. literally licking the side of the building. It's going straight up. It's almost like an inverted waterfall.
Okay,
of black smoke that's just crawling up the side of the building.
Oh, that is
straight
wild.
Yeah, it's like the smoke has attached itself to the side of the building and is literally like an upside-down waterfall is just moving straight up vertically.
There's a replay of the plane coming in, see it coming in to hit the building.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to go some phone calls here at people who are getting stuff from all these cable channels. We can kind
yeah.
of fill in some
blanks. Oh, my God. He struck just the edge of it, too. Did you notice that?
Sean?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the newer airports and the newer airliners, they use a homing signal in order to track their distance between the two different airports. So they lock onto the signal, and the pilots don't have to do much. It just brings them in for the landing. And I bet you that it's malfunctioning at LaGuardia. And
okay.
No, no.
Hey,
no,
go ahead,
no,
Eric.
No, that's not true.
The morning, guys. Irresponsible speculation.
Go ahead.
John Travolta's plane.
John Travolta buzzing his wife
yeah,
at the restaurant.
At the first of all, remember this.
Thanks, Eric.
Because we're already down the wrong road. There's two airplanes we're talking about here. One airplane struck the building that we missed. The second one is
the one
we
saw.
See,
yeah.
yeah.
Right.
So first of all, realize there's two distinct airplanes. Each one struck the tower separate from the other one, and we don't know how much earlier the first one hit that building. It looks like it wasn't that earlier. So
Jason?
Two separate airplanes
yeah.
here.
Go ahead, Jason.
The second plane they're saying on CNN was a 727.
Oh my God.
No, it wasn't a 727. That's incorrect. Because 727, you got.
Are you refuting CNN already?
Yeah,
already?
Yeah. No, I am. The second plane was not a 727.
I'm not disbelieving you.
Because you saw it.
Yeah, I saw it.
Where were the engines?
No,
I would tell you where the engines were.
I would not know what it was.
But the engines were where, Drew?
I just saw this big plane hit a building.
Yeah. Well, there was one engine on each wing, a 727. You've got three engines on a 727. They're all in the tail of the aircraft.
Jason, anything else you got off CNN?
I mean, I'm not disputing you, Jason. Okay. I'm just saying that they've got that wrong. It is not a 727.
Fox right now.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Hi,
right,
Sarah
yes.
Lenny.
Yes.
Okay. And could you hear the blast from where you were?
No, I couldn't hear the blast, but I saw something, and it didn't look pretty. Exactly how I could.
Nervous
I can't explain it in any other way. I'm in shock right now.
Do you believe this woman?
She's reporting that she's in shock right now.
Yeah, that's all she's reporting.
From the southern end of Manhattan, the World Trade Center, both towers in flames, apparently
oh my
hit
God.
By two separate jetliners.
Apparently.
The FBI is now checking out reports of a hijacking just before this terrible
oh
incident
God.
Occurred. It
if you had two full loads of airplanes.
Now, time out a second. How can you hijack a plane and get the pilot to crash in? Get
well,
two
no,
pilots
you, you
to crash into two buildings
no,
right next
no,
to each
no.
other.
No, what you would do is you'd
take over the
hijack
plane.
The plane. You'd have pilots who would be part of your hijack crew. You would incapacitate the pilots. Absolutely. You'd shoot them. Plane shoot them. And they're at a low enough altitude, Drew, to where you don't have any pressurization factors or anything like that. So you can sit there and you can take
Tom?
A ride in.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I got one for you. I think the pilot, he might have been on his cell phone.
Fine. There's only probably like about 2,000 people dead at this point. Look at the plane.
Hey, Mario.
Yeah.
Back
go
it
ahead.
Up so Drew can see that. Drew, check this out. See the plane on the left
yeah.
side? Hang on one
yeah.
sec, man.
That's an unbelievable shot.
You know what else is interesting? You see where
Did
he,
you see that
see
yet,
where
Trudy?
He hit the building?
Mm-hmm. Can you believe this?
Yeah, because it's been a target before.
I know.
And they actually have a practice in New York City of closing things down. It's called Operation Archangel, which takes effect when something like this, they've basically anticipated something like this happening, because there have been terrorist threats against the Trade Center and several tunnels in New York City and the UN. And they've closed down and are starting to evacuate, I think. Those vital buildings that are considered to be targets already as part of Operation Archangel. Of course, the Pentagon is already in the middle of this, and so is the FBI.
Just looking at that second aircraft there for a second. These are commercial airline type aircraft.
Now, CNN said one of them was a twin engine, but somebody else has described it as being a jet.
They're twin engine jets.
A much larger plane that.
Yeah, they're twin-engine jets. They're commercial airline varieties. There's one jet engine on each wing. They're not on the tail. But you know what? Here's what I really want to tell you on the second impact that we see. The airplane, you can see, is being hand-flown. It's not on autopilot. And you see the deliberate manipulation of the airplane. And the nose goes down because the guy is trying to strike the building at a particular height. You'll see the nose go down, and then he puts it into a bank and lines it up on the building.
It looks like quite a maneuver.
Yeah, and you actually see the deliberate lowering of the nose and the banking of the aircraft to line it up on that building.
Looks there,
and strike the corner. And you
evacuating
know
the New York Stock Exchange. I'd be out of there. So already they're evacuating the principal areas in New York City that they think could be targeted as well. Are we under attack? What they want to know. Now, the Pentagon, of course, won't say anything as yet about
what's
that.
With the internet?
What's due to happen next?
Somebody on the internet's already saying, what if there's anthrax on board the airplane?
That's actually one of their big fears, too, is that the Iraqis or whomever it is who commit a terrorist attack might also load whatever vehicle with a possible biochemical weapon.
Well, you know what's scary? I always think of what kind of a madman would, you know, take themselves out. You know, kamikaze pilot. You know, during World War II, you know, reading that history, you always hear about those guys. And I always thought, and of course you're a kid when you're reading, I'm thinking, who would end their life, you know, for a cause?
I tell you what, somebody that thinks that they're getting 72
virgins. Exactly.
Osama bin Laden has, of course, been making these threats for quite some time, and the State Department has been keeping everybody on high alert about this. Look how the wind is carrying that cloud, though. If it is, in fact, and no one has even breached the topic of bioweapons, but if there were, New York City would be in a pretty bad situation right about
now.
Holy
Christ.
It's a city that is almost impossible to evacuate, too. Because you have to funnel everybody out through various tunnels to the different boroughs and then to safety. So what they're viewing this morning is a new height of terrorism. It happened once before, too. It's been a target for a while. 1993 was when the last attack, of the World Trade Center happened. Oh. And, of course, they just finished adjudicating that case with the World Trade Center bombers going to their respective prisons.
Are there any reports yet on how many people work on those floors up high in the World Trade Center?
Who would be there at about 9 o'clock?
There? Yeah.
Have they spit anything out in that regard?
I just wondered.
They haven't spit anything out yet, have they tracked how many injuries there were within, or, you know, of course, the smoke
sure
is another
know,
factor.
I just wonder who's up there.
The other factor is what happened to the plane wreckage that fell from the side of the Trade Center and presumably down to the street. So they're tracking that. But you can see a plume from the World Trade Center, of course, downwind. Whatever's in that smoke, it's quite a fire, quite a blaze.
Yeah, did you see the planes? Well, you did. You saw the plane bank and hit. I've never seen a piece of video like that in my life. That was the most incredible.
Look at that plume.
Wow.
And of course,
it's really scary. I just can't even imagine what it would be like to be working in that part of New York, or after the first attack to go back to
Sheer
World Trade Center.
Panic.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, because you have no idea what's going to happen next.
We're grabbing a few New York phone numbers, like Dr. Sean.
All air traffic has been grounded in the New York area, in and out of the various airports. Lindsey Grimm, in the meantime, was a witness who was very close. She was almost next door to the Trade Center in a building.
Well, I actually, just to clear things up, I wasn't in the building. I was in the World Financial Center, which is directly behind it.
Okay.
And our part of the building faces the section, the courtyard where the World Trade Center is. So we ran to the window. right after we felt this kind of this sonic boom as if it were an earthquake, and something just wasn't right. We ran to the window and somebody yelled, "Oh my God, a plane just flew into the World Trade Center."
And then 18 minutes later, another plane hit the World Trade Center in New York City this morning.
100,000 people in those two buildings in any given day, between tourists and 40,000 employees.
I'm hearing 80,000 now from a very 80,000
employees?
Source, yeah.
Yeah. But they hit the upper portion of the building. I would assume anyone from that point up is... I can't even imagine.
They'll be trapped surviving that. Because Jennifer just handed me a note that all the elevators are, of course, out in those buildings. So people who are in those upper floors, even the lower ones, can't be evacuated. And so,
the lower ones can't get. Oh my God!
Well, I mean, nobody can.
How do you fight this? I mean, as a fire crew, I can't even. If you can't get up there.
Do you remember what they went through in 1993 when there was an explosion at the Trade Center too, where people were attempting to get down the stairways because, of course, the elevators went out then as well, and there were people in a completely dark stairway trying to force themselves down. Other people, of course, panicked, and there was trampling and stampedes, and it's a shrewd target if you're a terrorist.
How would you fight a fire like that?
And they can.
There's no way to get up there.
Helicopter.
That's the whole thing. The ladders, all that stuff. The only thing you could do is, would be like fighting a forest fire. The only thing you could possibly do would be
drop water from above,
from those giant buckets.
Right.
But by the time you're ready up, by the time you get Sikorskis of that size and load buckets of water, first of all, that operation would probably take about 6 hours just to get it that far.
Oh, they might actually have something like that in readiness in New York City, though.
Well, that could be.
Because they do have sort of an organized effort already afoot to get these people evacuated.
And you do have the water right there, and I'm sure they have, fire plans for something like that, for a building of that nature, especially one that's been under attack so often. But in reality, I gotta tell you, man, looking at that, literally a real life towering inferno, I don't think there's anything you can do at that point other than prevent the spread of the fire downward, you know what I'm saying, to other floors.
President Bush is going to check in just minutes.
Just minutes?
They said, he's...
I'm surprised as hell. I thought it'd be noon before he turned up.
No, really, honestly.
He's in Florida, by the way. He's not even in D.C.
Let's say know who did it already, man.
I'll take money that he takes no questions.
Oh, yeah,
anybody want a piece of that?
No. It's going to be a brief 1-2-minute remark. Maybe, like, we'll get whoever is responsible for this.
Quickly, Chris.
Maybe somebody's already taken credit.
You know something about the World Trade Center?
Yeah, I'm a Morgan Stanley employee. Morgan Stanley, Dean Witter, I guess is what people refer to it. And we occupy in the second building that got hit, which is about the 50th floor all the way up to the top.
Oh man, how many floors are in that building?
It's been about 3.5 years since I was there for training, but I think it's like 120. Don't quote me on that.
Oh, boy, you're about the 50th floor?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, man.
There's a Morgan Stanley down in Times Square, but there's also, we occupy a lot of that.
Man.
So is that pretty much of a horror show in the office at this point, I would imagine?
If you're a Morgan Stanley employee, don't call on your account today.
Jesus.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Hey, thanks for calling, Chris.
And
we'll come back, probably find some things out during the... Whoopi Goldberg canceled. Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
Did Eddie Munster cancel, too?
No, he's in Vegas. Butch Patrick.
I don't know if we can talk to Butch Patrick while this is going on.
No, I don't think so. The Munsters.
Can you imagine? Could you imagine CNBC going, and now we interrupt our coverage of the World Trade Center plane crashes because Butch Patrick's on the line. Butch, what's going on?
Hey.
That a car bomb has exploded outside the State Department?
I do not have confirmation of that.
All right.
They did evacuate the State Department, but we do not have confirmation at this moment about a car bomb outside.
Look at that smoke rolling off the roof of that building.
We're going to go back to Jim Mikuliszewski at the Pentagon. Mick?
I've got my eyes peeled here, Katie. I don't see anything, but security forces in the area have just blared out over their loudspeakers to any pedestrians who are anywhere near the Pentagon to take cover immediately. There was, as I said earlier, an indication that another plane may have been hijacked and headed in this general direction. So far, all we see are security helicopters circling the Pentagon. Again, the skies are crystal clear blue.
Boy, they got us good, didn't they? Boy, they got us.
But security forces here are obviously alarmed enough not only to tell people to keep some distance from the building, but to take immediate cover.
Can you tell me a little bit more? Well, actually, let's look at these live pictures at the World Trade Center. The other tower of the World Trade Center has just collapsed. You are looking at live pictures.
Look at that.
Of the second twin tower at the World Trade Center collapsing as a result.
Look at that cloud of dust.
The crash.
It looks like a shuttle launch, doesn't
into
it?
Its side. That, yep. I believe, was the first
shuttle
tower
launch
that was
times
struck
100.
This morning at 8:42 Eastern time.
You're not there.
It is now.
No. You know,
fall into the ground and collapse.
The profile of Manhattan has been changed. There's been a declaration of war by terrorists on the United States. There's
Pat
nothing
Dawson,
short of that.
Pat Dawson, excuse
look at the
me, Tom,
dust,
is down
too, how far, how many
Pat.
Blocks it extends out.
Where's
in all
Wing?
Directions.
Where's Wing?
Pat, can you Wing. Hear us? Obviously, there is pandemonium downtown. Pat is not far from the World Trade Center, as you can hear from the sirens. And you can only imagine the confusion and the terror that is in that area after not one, but both Trade Center towers have now collapsed.
More than 100 stories of steel, concrete, electrical. Here it is.
Look at that sideshow Bob.
That's
looking. Didn't it look like it created the outline of Sideshow Bob, the way that thing came down?
Back at 10:30 Eastern time.
Just
on
the hair.
Tuesday morning.
Oh,
this
see it again.
Incredible. Not to
look
be
at that.
Tuesday
it looks like
morning.
Clouds, like low clouds, just have just drifted through the city. Look at
ago,
that.
Within the last minute,
it's completely
actually, the
enveloped in gray dust cloud. Just, thick,
just to recap,
thick clouds.
If you're just joining us, around 8:42 Eastern time this morning,
almost like
in
a
New
gray
York city,
thunderstorm sitting on the ground
of the World Trade Center, about 2/3 of the way up the building, leaving a huge gaping hole, a huge fire, and
oh my God.
Of billowing smoke.
Look at that mushroom.
Can
you pause the TV, Mike? The sky.
Jet, believed to be a 7
explosion. You can see them slipping on the ash and literally having to drag each other up the street. There's an incredible amount of panic down here in downtown Manhattan as people are realizing.
Okay, that was a Manhattan shot.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. Not that I wish that on Manhattan, but
look at that.
I thought I was looking
cloud.
At panicked people running on the street of Washington, D.C., which is not the case. That's the shot earlier from the implosion of the North Tower of the World Trade Center.
Look at the live shots, one in New York and one in Washington, both just smoldering.
The plane that crashed outside of Pittsburgh in Allegheny County, now my understanding is they were not entirely sure, in fact, maybe doubtful, that that was the hijacked plane
the one
that
we
they originally
about.
Said was headed for Washington, D.C.
The one that had less than 15 minutes. The
which,
U.S. airplane.
Should be doing something any second. I find it hard to believe that's not the same plane. Or
I know.
It's not a hijacked plane.
I know. It's starting to get pretty mucked up because there's just so many things occurring now so quickly.
But I don't know that it hit anything.
I don't know either.
Trudy, do you know the Pittsburgh plane, is that the same as the one headed for D.C. they were talking about?
They're not saying one way or the other, but they do say that it was a wide body.
Like 300 people were aboard, or
could have been aboard.
Definitely.
Potentially.
We never did play the Bush press conference earlier this morning, which is he's in front of a bunch of kids. He's at this, you know, I suppose this was was this some kind of appearance for education?
Yeah.
Probably.
That was
after
his.
After all, they're campaigning for their next run at presidency, even though they just got in, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a difficult moment for America. I, unfortunately, will be going back to Washington after my remarks. Today, we've had a national tragedy.
So he's still going to make remarks? Is that what he's trying to say?
Yeah. When he wraps up with the kids, he's going to have to leave. Absolutely preposterous.
You know what? I bet I would be willing to bet that he did not do that because they had him
that.
In the air shortly afterward.
We saw Air Force One swinging around on the taxiways and onto the runway, taking off, now that being the command center.
But I can't believe
he's in the air.
He would even think he was going to, like, right. Well, I got to finish my schedule. Right. I don't know that he did, but that's what it sounded like.
No, I absolutely understand
what you're
saying.
The first thing I thought was really odd.
Right, because we know that did he really finish his remarks and have a wonderful, very calm departure from the elementary school? Absolutely not. But to say that, to even say on television that you're going to complete your remarks and then leave, is almost to, like, politely excuse yourself. Hey, sorry about this.
This interruption of our little tete-a-tete here.
Darn.
Listen to the,
you know.
He quickly references the vice president, which we sort of took note of.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. Up. I have spoken to the vice president, to the governor of New York, to the director of the FBI.
Again, this is
he's wound.
This is in front of these kids.
I know. Weird. I know.
Footage
and
of them evacuating
the
White House.
And full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and their families, and to conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act.
Those folks.
Terrorism against our
folks
nation
is the right word.
Stand. And now, if you join me in a moment of silence. May God bless the victims, their families, and America. Thank you very much.
There are a lot of victims, too. What's new, Trudy?
Pardon?
What's new? You charged in here like
you
knew something.
I've never seen so many shocked faces in this building alone. This is a microcosm of what the country is probably feeling at this moment. But
every place of business has stopped. Everybody's looking at their television.
We're prematurely blaming or speculating, I guess, about Osama bin Laden. But I remember maybe a year ago him saying something threatening air travel in the United States.
Yeah.
Not only that, but points in New York City, which they had...
They always flagged New York.
A period where they had it under some extra security, the tunnels mainly. At that time, he was threatening it, both air traffic and New York City.
If it's him, he's put the fear of God in me.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, I'm not...
This guy is something else.
Stepping onto a plane anytime
again,
soon.
Again, a speculation, and all that George Bush will say, too, is that a terrorist, obvious terrorist attack...
can you believe...
Attack. But the FBI... investigating something that, again, is transpiring.
I don't feel terribly comfortable or, what's the word, not getting a great sense of security that everything is going to be all right, as we have not seen the president since, what time was that?
Well, 9:30.
Since he got on board Air Force
9:30,
One split.
But I would just have expected maybe hourly or half hourly someone from the Pentagon or the Defense Department or Vice President Cheney or someone to be on TV calming everyone down, saying, hey, look, here's what's happening, here's what we know.
Right now.
It's a little bit nutty.
Events are transpiring and being kind of like followed by the press. And the press
Well,
the press is kicking ass, as always. The press has the ability to gather information at a frightening pace and also make a few mistakes along the way.
Right.
But, I mean, that's to be expected. I would think the mayor of New York, I know he's busy as hell, too, but I would think that the mayor's spokesperson would be. I'm just amazed that we haven't seen one press conference.
Right.
Since the first plane hit at, what time, about 9 o'clock? Or no, it was like 8:50.
Just before 9, and the second one was at 9:03. They were 18 minutes apart.
Oh, were they? Mm-hmm. Oh, no kidding. Okay, I was wondering about that.
We saw Bush in front of a few kids in Florida.
Yeah,
and,
very shaky Bush.
Hey, do you want to pick up the phones and see what people are calling in about?
Yeah.
We can just talk some people locally on the phones. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
You just left Metro?
Oh, yeah. Crazy. Don't want to go anywhere near it if you can.
Well, there's no need to go there because nothing's taking off anyway.
I was working at the new terminal.
Uh-huh.
They cut us out of there. They said, everybody get out of here. This thing's got a big bullseye on it.
Yeah, All right. Well, as of around, I don't know what time was it, 9:40 or something, they just declared that nothing was taking off. So
obviously for NBC. And as we were going across the street, we were not terribly far from the World Trade Center building, the South Tower. As we were cutting across in a quarantine zone, actually.
Ron Insana, who I watch a lot on CNBC sometimes in the afternoons.
He's been in a racer fight.
Everything began to rain down. It was pitch black around us as the winds were whipping through the corridor.
He was obviously outside the Trade Center when it imploded, and he's covered with soot.
It was white dust.
But he's made no effort to wipe the ash off himself.
Of course he has.
I'm a little suspect about that.
Oh, please. Look. He came in from outside, backstage in the makeup area before he went on television. They took a bucket, like a child's plastic bucket that they play on the beaches with, and they took a little shovel and they put all that dust on his head and on his suit.
Ron and Sonic could take his coat off and he'd look a lot cleaner right now. And he also could wipe the soot off his bald head and put a washcloth there.
Because the top of his head is all white dust. It's like somebody blew dust all over, like rose powder all over him.
I was within about half a block of the building as it started to come down.
Can you tell us what you saw?
It was fairly clear. There were some areas along the street that did have blood and debris. There were no longer people in the area except for a couple of journalists and police officers who were containing the area so people wouldn't cut through.
Once it did begin to clear after that, several minutes of pitch darkness, what did you see in the street?
It was a very deep gray smoke. It honestly looked like a bit of a nuclear winter, the type of thing you see in the movies with ash all over the ground, on top of cars, on police cars, on windows. I made my way into a building because of the one light I could see, and stayed there until a couple of police officers and a few of the people inside the building were able to get into it.
He sort of looks like he's gone kind of... He's kind of punking out with blonde hair on the top of his head.
Actually the ash. It's just so odd. Everyone else is well dressed, and then there he is.
Don't know what it was, whether it was a building or glass from another building.
Why couldn't he take his jacket off? Get him a new shirt or something?
I know. Why can't he look like Condit and hold his suit coat in front of him? I tell you what, Trish wouldn't let me go on camera like that. Be like, oh, Michael, you're going to go on camera with your suit coat like that? Oh, my God.
He's already got people at home rolling tape for him.
Yeah.
So it'll be forever preserved with soot.
Yeah, there's...
It was truly the most intense and
frightening. Boy, this is
Al Fellhauer from WTKA has got a fresh report for it.
Oh, okay.
Al's monitoring WCBS, which is not a bad place to monitor. What are you finding out, Al?
Well, actually, now we're monitoring Fox 5 out of D.C. But
You're on the satellite.
Yeah, WCBS in New York was reporting that the United Airlines flight, and I don't have the number.
Okay.
I want to say 93.
Oh, okay. It is 93. You're talking about the recent crash?
Shot down. It was shot down over 80 miles southeast of Pittsburgh.
How do they know it was headed for Camp David?
I have no idea. I don't know that they have any
idea. Why blow up a cottage, a summer place? You know?
That was just a CBS station report out of New York City. Okay. I have not seen anywhere else.
Their words, shot down?
Shot down. That's what they're saying.
That was a flight from Newark, New Jersey, and it was headed for San Francisco.
Anything else, Al?
Not really, except that now it's coming on to almost 9 o'clock on the West Coast, and people will be getting to office buildings. But everything, according to LA TV, all downtown offices have been evacuated, and they've pretty much closed down Los Angeles now.
Well, that would make sense. That would make sense.
You would want that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Al, can you keep monitoring and give us a holler back?
Oh, yeah, I have nothing to do.
he's pretty free for a guy that has 6 McDonald's franchises.
It's 7, but that's okay.
7?
See you later.
Hey, Al.
Well, Mark told us that he was getting the other one, so we assumed there were 6, so... He pulled a Melrose Place hang up.
Now, what are those people running out of? Is that footage from earlier?
Oh my God.
That's earlier footage in the running from the dust cloud, just like when Guy Gordon, remember when
you can see the shockwave. You can actually see this guy looks like he's in a hurricane.
Remember when him and the Purton kid were just engulfed in dust when the Hudson building went down?
It's like snow.
Yeah, and now it's like they're in fog. It's like they're in pure white 00 fog, but it's of course dust, and they're breathing.
Yeah, they're
all
literally
that.
Walking through snow.
Yeah, and trying to breathe that. They're very wise. Some of them to put their hand or something in front of their mouth.
Did you notice what I noticed a second ago? By the way, it's one of those like
smell feces in the room.
No. It's one of those Mike Clarkian observations.
About somebody's hot. Okay. No, I didn't notice.
It's just someone that was running at a very big
She had some nice cans.
I couldn't help myself. I didn't want to notice it, but I couldn't help it.
Because you're a boob man. you know, because you love
there,
cans.
Mark, you didn't have to teeble it. Make me feel worse.
Where is it?
Right there.
The black chick?
Gigundous
rat. The black chick?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, you little brown sugar, hey, baby?
Get out of here. No, it's just that it entered my mind.
And I was jungle fever, hey, baby.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, baby, right in the middle of all this adventure.
My girlfriend's...
Time for you to get jungle fever. Right in the middle of this.
My girlfriend's in the hotline. Cut it out. She's listening on hold.
What a fine time for you to get horny.
She's right on course, too. Her jugs are almost as big as the rest of her.
Oh, get out of here.
A fine time to have your dick roaring up out of control.
I tell you how ashamed of myself I am, and I end up taking a beating anyway.
Well, the last time I saw a pair of jugs that big, two hillbillies were blowing on
them. All right. Shut it out.
Well, I'll tell you, it goes to show you the male mind, man. No matter what you got going, all of a sudden,
well, you're watching people running through this soot, and it's like, you know, you don't want to notice something like that. And I was, like, personally shamed.
Boy,
but now,
things,
obviously,
man.
Should have kept it to myself. Jeez.